everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home where my parents both were drug addicts. My father was extremely abusive. I had no confidence, no self-esteem, no nothing growing up in a home that was very hostile. And I was introduced when I was 19 to the chance of being an entrepreneur, starting in a business for myself. And to be quite honest with you, the excuse that I gave to the person that introduced me to the concept was, you know, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. I really believed that people like me did not succeed in much of anything. My biggest dream was to get married and have some kids, and that was the extent of what I thought I could ever achieve. And so after a couple months of him persisting with me, he just would not give up on me, predominantly because I was going to be the first person he had sponsored in, is why he persisted part of it. The other thing is he saw something in me that I had not seen yet in myself. He saw someone that was persistent and also passionate. I was passionate about not winding up like my family. I was passionate about not winding up a failure, not winding up on, not that people who are on welfare are failures, but my family who were drug addicts and also on welfare, that was definitely a place I didn't want to wind up being. And so he persisted for 2 months. He brought me down to a training for a one-day little workshop. And after 8 hours of sitting through that, I came to a conclusion after hearing the testimony of a very successful businessman who was earning over $100,000 a month. His testimony brought me to a conclusion, which was, what if it took me 25 years to get good at this? I still would be doing better than if I had stayed at JCPenney's for 25 years, which is what I was working at JCPenney's at the time. Also, the second thing was, what if it takes me 25 years and I fail by 90% his income? I still would be making over $100,000 a year, and that was far more money than I would ever, ever make working for JCPenney's or any clothing store or any yogurt shop, which really was going to be the extent of my career in the marketplace. So I decided to get started, and I quit my job, and I came in full-time, which was like my absolute first mistake that I made in business. And after 6 months of failing, ran into somebody who was willing to teach, train, and equip me to get good at this new business that I decided to do. And he told me that I needed to go to a training seminar. And if I didn't go to the seminar, he would not work with me. The weekend total between travel and all accommodations was going to cost me about $1,500. Went to that workshop, came out of that, and in 8 days made $4,000. The next month brought a bunch of people to Salt Lake City, Utah with me. And after bringing those people with me, they came out totally building their own business without me, presenting it, talking to people, running their own advertisement, searching through their own list of resources of people that would be good in business, just bringing in all kinds of people, doing it on their own. And because of their success and the way the compensation structure was set up, I receive a royalty on what they did. My check went up to $11,000 that month. Just kept doing the same thing, bringing more people, plugging them into that boot camp type training because they were equipped. I was being equipped. My income continued to grow, $15,000 the next month and over $20,000 after that. By the time I reached 21, my check had gone up over $20,000 a month. Shortly after that, I decided to get married, and I wanted to have some kids, and found out that the people I was working with were complete crooks. They were totally dishonest, and they were hurting a lot of people. Decided to walk away. My business was stolen as a direct result of getting married. My husband then, months later, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. My bank account was left with $2.03 left in it. I'll never forget that day getting that bank balance because of a check bouncing for a weight loss program that I had purchased. I gained 50 pounds, $2.03 to my name. Here I am, December of 1990, the beginning of December, winding up completely homeless. We're coming up to that month right now, actually, here very shortly. Ooh, we are in that week. That's amazing. We are in that week right now. This is 14 years ago. This is 1990. 14 years ago that I purchased that weight loss program this week. It was right before Thanksgiving. And then get a phone call on December 1st that the check had bounced. And that's when I found out that my husband had drained my bank account and I was literally left for dead. Shortly after that, for several weeks, I just whined, murmured, and complained. I just totally was wimping out on everything. Lost my dreams, my desire, my passion. Lost sight of who I had become. And really resorted back to what I was before I ever got started in business for myself, before I ever plugged into those training seminars. Just was completely in a state of despair and depression to the point of wanting to end my own life. And I did that for several weeks, and I was homeless for several weeks. And then on Christmas Day, had just a serious wake-up call. It was almost as if God spoke to me loud and clear, took the blindness off my eyes, and I looked at the people I had surrounded myself with and realized that I was hanging around a bunch of people who were adulterers, who had no vision. They were alcoholics. Some of them were drug addicts who were going nowhere. They had no dreams, no vision, no nothing. And I had become what I had surrounded myself with. And I got upset with myself, and I felt something in me say, get your mat and walk. Did so, drove for 45 minutes to the beach that I had lived on, and just got upset with myself. Started a business the very next day, took an inventory of my life, and said, what do I have going for me? How can I fix the situation I'm in? With no product, no brochures, no phone, no home, no physical address, no customers, no friends, no family, no nothing. Started a business the day after Christmas, which is not the best time to start a business. First day made $1,200 from the trunk of my car and a telephone booth. In 4 days made $2,000, part-time 10 hours. Next 30 hours, which was the month of January, made $6,500. Next month, February, which is 60 days after being homeless, made over $10,000, broke all the international sales records in that company that was a multi-billion dollar corporation that was in every major market throughout the world. If I said the name of the company, all of you would know it. Their name, it is a household name of that company. Here I was, a young 22-year-old, 21-year-old female who was homeless, who broke all the international sales records. By my 10th month, my income had shot up over $87,000 a month. If you multiply that out, that's $1 million a year. By the end of my second year, made my first million in that business. Went on to make millions beyond that while I was either pregnant or nursing and raising my 5 children all throughout my 20s. And so if this young, uneducated female who fled from an abusive father and an abusive home, who didn't believe in herself, who did not think she could succeed in anything, that I answered a call. God handpicked me out of that pit, planted me in a business that I did not think I could do, and I agreed with my maker and decided to go for it, just as you are faced right now with an opportunity. It cracks me up every day. People are being faced with a chance to make a difference in their life, and they choose not to. I had that same choice 14 years ago, being homeless. 14 years ago, that's where I was. Homeless. And for the first 3 weeks of being homeless, I just sat there and whined and complained and cried, blamed. And on December 26th, decided to step up and make a change. You have that same choice. You know, some of you have been praying for a way to get out of debt. You know, $33 trillion is our consumer debt today. Millions and millions of Americans, probably 100 million Americans, are severely in debt today. I don't even know what the percentage is, but very high, and it sickens me. In the richest country of the world, because we're gluttons for stuff. And $33 trillion is the burden of debt that is on our families, on our neighbors. And yet these people asking, praying, looking for a way to get out of debt, looking for a way to get out from under the insecurity that they're in financially. And here they're being faced with an opportunity, a chance, a home-based business, a career change. And yet they're going, no, I don't think it's going to work for me. It's like, whoa! Wake up! Let me put it to you this way. If we don't step up today and do something different, this time next year we're going to wind up with the same debt. This time next year we're going to wind up with worse health. This time next year we're going to wind up with a life that has less and more debt. Less security. Less freedom. All of it. And so the reality is that all of us have the chance. You know, God put you in a place to either walk by faith or to walk by sight. And I will tell you that your eyes are blinding your future, because your eyes are going to tell you you can't do this. Your eyes are going to tell you that only smart people can do this. Your eyes are going to tell you that you're too far in debt, so you can't get started in a business, so you can't give your best shot, so you can't invest in a train. You can't buy those North Carolina CDs. You can't afford it. You can't afford not to. If you don't find a way to learn how to get out of debt, I promise you, this time next year, you'll be $10,000 more in debt. How do I know that? Because you're $10,000 more in debt this year than you were last. That's most of us. And it's sad and it's scary. Why? Oh, I had to have a new car. No, you didn't. Listen, the bottom line is this. I was faced with a chance and a choice 14 years ago. when I was homeless. I chose to step up and out of my despair and depression. I chose to step up and out of my excuses and chose to make a difference in my life and the lives of thousands of people worldwide. You have that exact same chance and choice that I have 14 years ago. So for the last 14 years, we've done training for thousands of people who've plugged in from all over the world, who've gone on to become millionaires in various different industries or six-figure income earners in ways that they never could have otherwise, not getting the right kind of skill, training, and equipping that they were able to get through us. So if you need help in any of those kinds of areas, go to DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. There's 50 hours of free training. I don't care if you're a real estate agent, you're an insurance broker, a mortgage broker, a lawyer, a doctor. We have over 40% of the people in the database that don't have home-based businesses that actually work in the traditional corporate world, doctors, lawyers, you name it, traditional business owners, who have increased their businesses as a direct result of the techniques that I'm about to teach you tonight. It doesn't matter what it is, what profession you're in, a nurse, it doesn't matter. The communication skills I'm going to teach you tonight, you can apply to raising your children, having a flourishing marriage, being a better church member, being a better community person. For goodness sakes, get your politicians on these calls. They really need the help in closing. Desperately need the help in closing. They're bamboozlers, man. Beggars, convincers, appealing to the worst side of the nation instead of appealing to the best side of the nation. And so, I don't even want to get started there because I will so get off track and I'll get reprimanded later for it. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to talk about closing. I want to equip you in this area because this is huge. And here's the deal. Let's get busy on this. The first thing I got to say about closing is this. You have to have made the decision already, and you have already got to come to that very place that you have decided that you're going to do this thing, that you're going to make it work for you, that no matter what it takes, that you will go straight to the top. This is not something that you're trying out. This is not something that you're feeling out. This is not something that if it works for you, then you'll do it. Like, you know, refrigerator, prove to me that you'll get cold before I put any ice in there. Give me a break. But that you have already have the mindset that I am doing this. That you've got to the place already that you have conviction. In fact, you need to write this down. Conviction pays incredible amounts of money. It pays six and seven figures. There's no doubt in my mind that what changed for me, yes, part was technique, and I will show you that. But I'm telling you that 90% of what changed in me and 90% what changed in the people that I've interviewed, the people that I've trained up and raised up, is conviction in their businesses. The conviction that I had that I was going to do it. The conviction that I had where my prospect, whether they decided to do it or not, that with or without them, no matter what, I'm doing this deal. So if that is your mindset, that you're going straight to the top and that no matter what this prospect says, yes or no, no matter what this prospect says, I need to think about it. I need to talk to my spouse. I need to pray about it. I've got an answer for that one. Let's bow our heads. That one cracks me up. How people will use God for their excuses. That cracks me up. They'll be held accountable someday for that one. I need to pray about it. Really? What is there to pray about? You're in debt. God doesn't want you in debt. And here's a chance to get out of debt. What is there to pray about? Okay. Anyway, I don't even want to go there. But no matter what they say, no matter what objection they throw at you, that you're going with or without them. Do you have that kind of conviction? That has to be your posture. That has to be your mindset. Because if it's not, they know it. If you do not believe in what you have, that emanates through the phone, it emanates one-on-one, it even comes through, believe it or not, through your website. Because if you got this thing called conviction, there's something about you. There's something in your tone. There's something in your body language that says, I'm going to do this with or without you. I'm going to do this, and it is going to work, and I'm going straight to the top. You know, I'm not just going to give it my best shot. I'm going to give it my best shot for as long as it takes. And guess what? I promise you, People can feel it. They know it. And they do not want to follow somebody that is stricken with unbelief. They want to follow somebody who believes. Crusades are not led by people with unbelief and doubt and depression. Crusades are led by people who have faith, who have a vision, who are going to do it with or without you. That's what crusades are led by, and that's what you're building here. You're going to build an army of people that are in business wanting to build a multi-million dollar enterprise, wanting to build an empire. That's what you're looking for. So my question to you is this, and you need to write down the answer. Where is your conviction? Do you need help in this conviction? Because this is what determines it right here. Where you need the most help in your business is this. Do you believe that you are going to hit your goals? Do you believe that you are going to finish what you have started with this new business venture? Do you believe it? So if I were sitting there looking at you straight in the eyes and I said, you know, do you believe or not? And if your answer was any more than just one word, guess what? I know the truth. If your answer starts with a, well, I know the truth. And so does your prospect. So does your prospect. But if I'm looking you in the eyes and I say, do you believe that you're going to finish what you started? And you say yes, then you're a done deal, man. You're an absolute done deal. But if it's a, well, I'm just kind of trying it out, then give up now. Because let me tell you something. That's just like going, well, I'd like to try out having a baby and see if it works. Hello? You know, you decide to get pregnant. Hello? Trust me, I've had 5 of these things. 6 pregnancies. I know what that deal is all about. That's like saying, can I try marriage out for a little while first, see, and if I like it, then I'll, you know, do it. If I don't, then I won't. It doesn't work like that. That's not life. That's like saying, well, you know, can the ground prove to me first? Can you imagine a farmer looking at the ground saying, can you prove to me first that you'll actually grow me a head of corn? Hello? It doesn't work that way. You have to decide on purpose that this is what you're going to do, that you're going to finish what you have started in this business venture. Bottom line, or are you just totally messing around? Are you just going to see what it does for you? I promise you in life that life will let live you if you let it. Or you can step up. You can step up and say, no, I'm living life and I will direct where I'm going. Listen, we're co-laborers with God. He's the one that said, hello, I've given you this path. You can choose to succeed or you can choose to fail. It's totally up to you. And if you're not succeeding, I promise you, you're missing a few things and you're not on the right path. Here's another question. Are you on the fence with your business? Or have you crossed over to the other side and said, this is it. Done deal. I'm going straight for the top. Are you in that state that no matter what it takes that you're going to make it happen? Because that is what determines success from failure, are the ones who make things happen. It always starts with making up your mind to make things happen. Is your conviction strong or is your posture that of a worm? You tell me, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see somebody who's going to fold and say, oh, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't be doing this. Only the special people can make it. Only the smart ones can do it. Only the pretty people ever succeed. Only the people born in Texas can make lots of money because everything's big in Texas. Hello? If that is where your doubt is, if that's where your head is, these things don't work because let me tell you something. Your prospects are going to give you objections. And if your posture is weak like that, then let me tell you something. You're only putting yourself through torture. The first thing to work on is your conviction, your faith, your belief. That's the first place. Because the bottom line is they are going to give you objections, and those are questions to test to see how much you believe. Write that down. Objections are just questions to test how much you believe in what you do. Not to test your brain to see how much you can talk about it, but to test whether or not you're going to wallow. To see if you're going to wobble. To see if you're going to weaken and shake at the knees if they ask you a question. Let them ask you a question. For me, it's like, fire away. Give me your best shot. I know I have the deal and you don't. You're the one in debt, not me. So don't be surprised when they give you objections. They are questions to test your belief. Bottom line is that these objections come with the territory. It's all part of it. And if you are lacking in that area, then man, do whatever it takes to learn to get good at it. Conference calls like this help. One-on-one coaching calls help. Seminars like the one in Honolulu, Hawaii coming up, these things help. They're going to give you objections, so be ready for them and practice. Just practice. I mean, being on this call with me right now is practice getting to learn what they are. There's just a few of them. So you can already be prepared with the answers for those objections. So when they give you those objections, what I want you to know is, what is your posture like? That when they say to you, oh, I tried those things before and they never work. And if you agree with them, there is such a problem. If they say, oh, I don't know, I don't really have the time, and you're saying, oh, I know, I don't have the time either. Oh, my gosh, guess what? There's a problem. There's something wrong with this conviction. There's something wrong with the belief. If you're getting objections and you are totally agreeing with them, there's such a problem. Okay, so if they say, I don't really have the money. It's really too expensive to get started. It's only like $45 to get started, or it's $1,000 to get started. And you're sitting there going, I know, man, it is really expensive, isn't it? Chances are you need some more conviction to be able to push through to the other side, to the side of the professionals. If you do not have that kind of conviction, you must surround yourself with the proper reading materials, the proper training materials, the proper CDs and tapes, whatever it takes. Put it in front of you to get your conviction up. You need to be able to succeed. You're going to have it in order to succeed in your business. 90% of the people won't even ask. In fact, 90% of you that I'm talking to right now, you won't even ask the closing question because you're afraid to. Because you're afraid of getting an objection. So you're afraid to ask it. Trust me, I know, man. I coach you guys. I do a lot of one-on-one coaching every day. And guess what? When I have my coaching client practice on me, guess what? They don't read those closing questions. They're put there on the spot. They're afraid to ask them. So what my goal is tonight for you is to help you get over that fear so that you can ask those questions. You're robbing them, absolutely robbing them blind if you don't give them the chance to decide. If you let them escape out on excuses, you've just robbed them from a chance to make an impact on their life as this business has made on my life. And I believe if you're equipped and prepared with what you know they're going to say already, and you have an answer for them, then I know that you can get better at asking those closing questions. So, again, it all starts with you and how you feel about where you're going with your opportunity. You know, I have lots of people just use just script out, you know, really neat closing thing and still be ineffective, and it's all based on conviction. You can read all the right words, but if you don't have the belief and the conviction, if you don't have the faith, if you walk in the conviction department, let's put it this way. If you are walking in that conviction, I promise you, your results are going to change. If you are lacking conviction, I promise you, I have enough for all of us. I have enough belief and faith for all of us. I'd love to impart that into you. Come to Honolulu. I'll give you an impartation of conviction. I'll give you an impartation of faith. I'll whoop you upside the head with some serious belief. I'll whoop you upside the head with some serious attitude. Serious attitude. Will you now become a magnet of people? You want that? You want that kind of impartation? Show up in Honolulu, Hawaii. If you walk in the conviction that I walk in, I promise you, your business will change. If you need help in that area, go to DaniJohnson.com. DaniJohnson.com. JohnSon.com. There's all kinds of conference calls that will help you, all kinds of training stuff. There's CDs from North Carolina that will help you, script book that will help you. There's tons that's there to help you make things happen. So if you're lacking in that area, then fix it. Surround yourself with people who have it. That will help to change that very issue in your business. So here's the other thing. People follow people with conviction and faith. That is a fact. If you're lacking it, surround yourself with the proper reading materials, tapes, conference calls, surround yourself with the right seminars so that you can change that level of faith and conviction, because I'm telling you, you won't even recognize yourself when you start walking in that area. If you walk by faith and not by sight, I promise you, the incredible amounts of people that will join your business with that attitude, with that conviction, with that faith, with that strength, will massively enter your business because you're leading by that example. Okay, so I'm telling you straight out, a lot of people are going to give you a whole lot of other stuff. I'm telling you straight up, conviction pays. Conviction will raise your closing ratios. I've seen people just mess up big time with closing, but they have the conviction, and guess what? People follow them anyway. Can you believe that? I see people just absolutely just say everything that they shouldn't say, but because they got that faith and that conviction and that excitement, guess what? They sign people up left and right every single day. So people already know how to go nowhere. They don't need your help getting there, but people want to follow people who are going somewhere. So even if they don't know where you're going, they still want to go. Why? They're bored stiff. They got no vision. There's a vacuum of vision out there. Trust me, man. I see it every day. There's a vacuum of vision. There's a vacuum of vision in our churches, in our companies, in our home-based businesses, in our families. There's a huge vacuum of no vision. So as soon as they see somebody with one, they're latching onto you, man. Like, I don't want to say it. Way to say it other than it being not very nice. But, yeah, flies on food outside. There you go. Anyway, so if you've got it, they want to follow it. If you need it, come get some. I'll impart it into you, I promise. I can do that. I can help you with that department. We've done it with thousands. We'd do it with you. Okay, so here we go. On the closing issue, you ready? Now that I've got the real issue out of the way, which is you, you're the real issue, your belief and your faith, do whatever it takes to build that. Now that closing becomes very simple. Here's the how-tos of making that work. The first thing that I like to do when it comes to getting somebody started in business, having them, you know, whether you're selling a house, you're selling insurance, stocks, or you're selling a new client on becoming your patient, you're selling a new client on becoming, you know, taking you on a retainer as you are a lawyer, whatever it is, okay? The first thing that you want to do is that you want to become very familiar with what the goals, the dreams, desires, and needs are of the prospect. You want to find out what those needs are. You want to find out what their desires are. You want to find out what they're passionate about. You want to find out what matters most to them. And when that happens, and that does happen through a series of questions, you ask questions of the prospect, and you get them to talk about themselves. Once they talk about themselves, here's one thing you do. Write this down in big, bold letters. Listen. Shut up and listen. Again, I don't care what profession you're coming from. Doctor, lawyer, nurse, legal, real estate, whatever it is, stockbroker. You ask questions to get the prospect to talk about themselves, then you shut up and you listen. Don't interrupt. Don't interject. Do not finish their sentence for them. But you listen. And you find clues about what motivates them. Because write this down. What motivates. What motivates one doesn't motivate the other. Again, this is used for parenting. This is used with your spouse. If you'd like to be having better closing ratios with closing your spouse on it and joining you on doing things that you guys can have more fun with, i.e. dirt biking, skiing, whatever kind of recreational activity you like to do, some of you guys are just going head on trying to close the deal. You're not warming the thing up. You got to find out what excites them, what motivates them, give them what they want, and you will always get what you want. Your job in your business is to find what motivates them, what makes them tick, what is it that they desire, what is it that gets them excited. And from the very beginning of your conversation with that prospect or with your spouse or with your children is that you just ask some questions like, well, obviously, you already know your spouse and your children, but you can think of some questions. It's very simple. Where are they from? How long have they been there? What do they do for a living? What do they like about it? Blah, blah. You're finding their absolute need, and you'll find out their personality in that. You know, in their career, do they see themselves in it forever? Are they totally satisfied in their financial situation? Do they feel like they're being overpaid or underpaid? You know, what do they like to do for fun? What are their dreams? What are their goals? What kind of community-type things do they like to do? You know, do they like to work in charities? Do they like to skate? Whatever. It really doesn't matter. You're trying to find out what is it about this person that gets that person excited. And, man, my original mentor blew my mind when he said, the product is not the product that you're selling. Again, if you're a lawyer, your product is legal services. If you're a doctor, your product is medicine. If you're a insurance broker, insurance. If you are in the nutritional industry, are you with me? Your product is not product. Your product is people. Okay, that is what you're selling, people. The product's people, and the people are the ones with the money. So if you can understand people and give them what they want, the money will follow them because the money is in the people's pockets. Get the people to follow you, the money will follow. I like to find out what motivates them, what is exciting to them, what their dreams are, and some people, what you'll find is that some people don't even have any. For example, if I were to say to you, you know, where are you from? And the guy says, oh, I'm from Sarasota, Florida. Let's say it's Bob. And, you know, well, do you like it there? And he says, no, I hate it. Really? Why? Oh, I just don't like the hurricanes and it's too expensive. You know, whatever. And, you know, I'm taking notes at this point. I'm writing down these things that he said. So I say, okay, Bob, you know, what's keeping you there in Sarasota, Florida, living with those hurricanes? Oh, I just can't afford to move. Duh. There's a full-on need right there. There's a big clue. The guy needs more money. Most of you have businesses where you can help him make more money. So if you have enough money, Bob, where would you live? And he says, oh, I would love to live in Montana. Really? Why is that? No hurricanes. Great. How much would it cost to move to Montana? Oh, it's just way too expensive. If you had enough money, would you live there? Absolutely, is what he would say. I'd move there in a heartbeat. So again, he's got two desires. One is to make more money. Two is to live in a place that is more conducive to his lifestyle. What he would like to live, you know, how he would like to live. Or even just to get away from hurricanes. So I would keep going, and this is something that is very, very important. I would not jump on the guy right then and there. And this is what a lot of people do. They just jump right on top of the prospect and start just, man, drilling them with what it is that you're trying to sell. Again, that means you were the issue. Your motive was all about you, and I promise you, that's short-term thinking. If it's all about just getting the sale, that's just short-term. The sale doesn't do squat besides pay you for a moment. What you want is to put this guy to work. What you want is a consistent long-term relationship with this person, and that's not going to happen by you just, you know, blowing out your cards right in the beginning as soon as you find one need. Don't jump all around, oh man, have I got something for you, man, this is so exciting, this is just the most amazing thing, and we've got these lotions, potions, and pills that are just really going to help you make a lot of money. No, he doesn't care about lotion, potions, and pills. He cares about moving to Montana. So you lead with what his needs are. You lead with what his goals are. And that's it. And so, you know, I found you don't want to just jump on him after you find the first two needs. You want to lead him with his needs to your business opportunity. That's the bottom line. If you got the North Carolina tapes, is where I talk about apply duck type now. You just need to be quiet and listen and let them talk until you discover needs, strengths, goals. Okay? In our conversation, two things happen. For example, the conversation I just showed. One is that, and oh my gosh, this is so huge and so important. This is enormous. You need to write this down in big, enormous letters. Trust. Trust is key, man. So oftentimes I find this in coaching. Many times, many of us are just regurgitating words, you know, unattached. You want to develop trust with this prospect because it's trust that's going to get them in and keep them in long term, guys. You're trying to build a multi-million dollar business, not a doghouse. This is important to develop that trust, and you're only going to develop that trust by getting the guy to talk about himself. I want him to be around 20 years from now, just like I've got people that have been with me for 15 years. Started my business 15 years ago. I have people in my business that I've had for 15 years, and they're still with me. Why? Because we established trust. Because I care about them and their futures. That's why. And trust me, he's dumbfounded. You know, for example, Bob here, the fact that I'll get Bob to talk, he's dumbfounded because someone hasn't listened to the guy in 20 years. And here's someone who's actually listening to him. Here's the second thing. I'm learning about him to see if he's got a need that my opportunity can fill. And 99% of the time, My opportunity can absolutely fill his need. 99% of the time. There's not a lot of businesses that can say that, guys. Insurance, for example, can't say that. So even if the need was somebody single, let's say that it's a single person making plenty of money and they're totally, you know, they're totally got a great lifestyle, debt-free, owning their own house, they, you know, ski every weekend, you know, but it's a guy and he needs a wife. He doesn't have a girlfriend. And so I cannot tell you how many times I have brought people into my business, single men, who that was their need. I couldn't find any other need. Found lots of strengths, couldn't find any other need. And the way that I got him there was totally by leading him with what his need was to meet women. I've been in 8 weddings because of that. Hello, that's crazy. I'm a godmother to a bunch of kids because of that. And by the way, all of them are still married today. which is pretty awesome. Some of them married for 10 years. So anyway, so the beginning of the conversation, you want to find their needs. By the time you sit down with them, you want to present, and you present your opportunity to them via website, conference call, one-on-one, group presentation, whatever it is that your style is, and it really doesn't matter. I've done all of them. It honestly does not matter. Then at that point, once the presenting is done, that chapter is over. No more telling, no more selling. Okay, so at that point, after the presentation is over, you have his needs written down because you interviewed him in the very beginning from like the script on page 2 or any one of the warm market scripts that you use. You already did your homework. You already found out the information about him. So after the presentation is all done, this is what you would say to him. This is what you need to say to him. Turn to page 3 because it's in the script. I mean, page 4, sorry. Page 4 in the script book will show you exactly what to say. In fact, I'm turning that right now. Okay. So this is what I would say. I would say, okay, Bob, what did you like about what you just saw? All right. If he heard a conference call, I'd say, so what did you like about what you just heard? All right. If I sent information through the mail, what did you like about what you just read? Okay. You do not want to ask questions that are going to lead to answers of yes and no. In other words, you don't want to say, so Bob, do you want to get started? Because he has a chance of saying no. No, you want to get him to tell you what he likes about what he read, saw, or heard, all right, about the presentation or whatever it was that he saw. And then what you say is you want him to tell you about that. You want the focus of your prospect to be on what he liked. Big, bold print, write that down. You want the focus to be on what the prospect likes, in this case, Bob. What did Bob like? Let me reiterate this, not what you liked. You may love your product. You may love your comp plan. You may love your opportunity. He doesn't care what you like. It doesn't matter what you like. What matters is what Bob likes. And so the focus is to get Bob talking about what Bob likes, not what you like. And so usually Bob is going to say, oh, well, you know, I like the opportunity to make some extra money. Then my next question, question number 2, is, really, Bob, tell me more about that. Okay, again, the first question I'm asking is the closing question, and that closing question is, what did you like about it? Now I want him to tell me more about that. Then you get his answer to the second question, okay? And what he's going to say, and what you want to do here is you want Bob to now sell himself on what he liked most. So you want him to start expanding and talking about what in the presentation that he liked. He said, for example, he said that I like the fact that I can make extra money. Well, tell me more about that. And then he goes off. This is when he totally goes off. And what you will notice is that he will talk himself into the business. Because now he's selling himself. You're not convincing him. You're not begging him. You are letting him talk himself into it. This is where 99% of the amateurs absolutely miss it. And I'm talking lawyers, I'm talking doctors, I'm talking nurses, I'm talking real estate, I'm talking about home-based business owners, I'm talking salespeople. This is where 99% of the people walk in absolute amateurity. And this is where they miss it. They begin to continue to sell. Huge mistake. Don't sell your prospect again. The presentation informed them of what was here and available. What you want to do is to get your prospect to talk about what they liked about that, what they just saw. What struck them to be positive? What struck a chord in them? What moved them to say, oh, this is kind of interesting? Write this down in big, bold print. Do not continue to sell. This is where you get the prospect to do all the selling. Once it's sold, that chapter is done. The next chapter is to get the prospect to talk about themselves into doing it themselves. Did you hear me? Get the prospect to talk themselves into doing the business for themselves, not get you to talk them into doing it. If you talk them into it, then you have to talk them into it again and again and again. If you have to convince them to get it, then you have to convince them to take it. And if you have to convince them to take it, then you got to convince them to use it. And once you get them to use it, then you got to convince them to reorder it. And then you got to convince them to get started. And then you got to convince them to get on this conference call. Then you got to convince them to go to a training. Then you got to convince them to get the North Carolina CDs. Then you got to convince them to read the script. Then you got to convince them not to quit. It's a joke. You don't want to do that, it's a waste of your time. Not only that, it's emotionally draining and it's a heavy burden. You're not looking for people to babysit. You're looking for people that you want to raise up into leadership. Get them to talk about what they like in the business, and then they own it. It was their own decision. They qualified themselves. They talked themselves in it. They own their own decision. Not everyone is qualified to be in your business. The opportunity is there for everyone who sees it. And the ones that don't are the ones that are just not gonna. You know, here's the deal. They'll say, I don't like anything about it. Great, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. You know, by the way, you know, our product is a product that will absolutely help to affect you. I know you still want to be, you know, healthy and live longer and feel better. You know, and what you do is you put them in your customer base. That's the only thing they're qualified for. Bottom line, either they see it or they don't. It's time to move on to the next one. You are not going to get somebody who is a no to all of a sudden be transformed into a yes. Not going to happen. Get off the phone. Move on. You got a dead dog. You got a guy that's a dud. You got someone who's totally unmotivated. Don't waste your time. If they see it, then they are qualified to do your business. And that person was either divinely chosen to join you in your business venture, and that will dramatically change their life. If they don't get it, if they don't see it, they don't have the eye to perceive it, then your next thing is next. Don't try to convince them. Don't try to argue with them. It's called next. The best thing you can do is somehow fit them into your customer base if somehow your business model is set up that way. Just get them as a customer then. Once they tell you everything that they like about the business, the next thing to say to them is, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company? And guess what? Majority of the people are going to say, most of them say a lot. Then you say, what for? And then I get them to tell me how they're going to spend that money. That's the next step. They start spending that money, and they're going to say things like, oh, you know, I want to get out of debt. I want to travel. You know, I want to build a second home in Hawaii, whatever. All right? So, for example, you know, if Bob saw that, he's obviously going to say, you know, I'd like to move to Montana, and I see this as a way where I can make a lot of money. I want to make a lot so I can move to Montana. That's what he's going to say. Okay, here's the other question. Here's question number 5. This is the reality check. Bob, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to earn that money so that you can get out of debt and be able to move to Montana to get away from these hurricanes? What's he going to say? It's never going to happen. Great. Where do you see yourself getting started? You see yourself starting with our slow pack? Test the waters and see, are you ready to get started on a fast track so that you can get on your way to getting in that home in Montana and getting out of debt at the same time? He's going to say a fast track so I can get to Montana. Bottom line. And I promise you, I guarantee you, if he went through this process 9 out of 10 times, which is my closing ratio, I have a 90% closing ratio, Bob is going to say, yes, I'm ready to get started right now. If Bob says no, he looks like an idiot. He's the one that just said no to his dream home in Montana. Trust me, he will save face. And that's exactly what you'll notice. So give him a chance to say, yeah, I want to do this. Okay. So let me tell you something. There's basically just a few objections that you're going to hear. And if you have yourself prepared for it ahead of time, then you know that. One of the things you need to realize with closing is this. Do not be on the defense when you're handling objections. They are questions just to test to see if you believe. Because some people are going to say things like, you know, I'm not a salesperson. That's what it is. And the reason why they're going to say that is because they're afraid of failing. And again, that's the only reason why someone doesn't get started is because of fear. There's just a few things they're going to tell you, but the reality is the underlying current is fear. One is ego. Their ego is bigger than their bank account. Something like, you know, those things don't work. That's a huge ego. Guy severely in debt, has been laid off of many jobs. Hello? Doesn't have many more options. You know, those things are kind of below me. That's a big ego, no bank account. Number 2 is some people are saying, you know, what will my friends think? That's ego also. That's totally fear of man, which is ego. 3, I'm not a salesperson. There's another fear, saying I don't think I can do it. 4, I don't have the time. 5, I don't have the money. Another objection is, need to talk to my spouse. Okay? Those are the basic, that's it. Those are the basic objections. There's basically, you know, like six of them. You know, so here's the deal. I can tell you now that when we started in this industry, and I started in 1988, when people are saying, for example, that, you know, this thing is kind of below me, I will tell you right now, there was somebody that had said, you know, there will come a day where people will be looking for you. That's where we're at right now. In the home-based business industry, it is totally, completely, 100% exploded. Grown like crazy. The climate has absolutely changed. So those are your basic objections that you're going to get. I want to role play. I've got somebody on the line with me right now that closes more people than anybody I know out there in the industry right now. And that's because he's been in longer than most of you that are on the call. And he talks to, I don't know, 50, 100 people every single day, reading scripts every single day. And so he probably has a really good gauge of the kind of objections that he is hearing out there. I just want to kind of give you a gauge of what you can say and how you can say it and to kind of give you an example. So, Tom, are you on the line with me?
I'm here, Danny.
Awesome, buddy. Okay, so let's pretend that that you just saw it. Am I showing you on a conference call or am I sending you to a website? How do you want to do it?
Website, fine.
Okay, cool. So I'm calling you back, and you already took a look at a website, right?
I just finished the website right now.
Okay, so I'm going to call you, and I'm going to say, hey, Tom?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Awesome. You got a chance to take a look at that website?
I did. I just went through it.
Awesome. How's Kim doing?
She's doing good. She's
okay.
Holding down the fort, watching the kids.
I'd say that is a fort, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me time out right here. I would build a rapport again. If you look on page 4, it says, hi, prospect, how's it going? Build a rapport. For the sake of time, I have 7-8 minutes left. I don't have time to build a rapport with him right now, but that's what you want to do. Because in Tom's case, he talked to me on the phone. In Tom's case, I talked to him. I read page 2 of the prospecting script, sent him to the website. He took a look at the website. Maybe I set the appointment up for the very next day, and now I'm going to follow up with him. So I reiterate, kind of establish trust again, which is the absolute most important thing to build with my prospect. Okay, so Tom, what did you like about what you saw?
You know, it looks like there's an opportunity to make a lot of money. I looked through the commission structure of your company,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like there's a lot of money to be made in the company.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, it just, you know, we're looking for a situation where we can make a lot of money in a somewhat short period of time, and it looks like based on the testimonials that I've seen that there's people that are able to make a few thousand dollars within a few months of using your products and getting out the products.
Okay, awesome. Tom, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
I want to make a lot.
Okay. What for?
Well, just like I said, we're in huge debt and had a lot of businesses that have been up and down, and we're just looking to find something that's for real, and we just, you know, we need to make a few thousand dollars, like, pretty quick.
Okay.
To pay off the debts, and we're finally, all the children are starting to go to school, so it's going to new expenses coming up.
Yeah, there is. Okay, Tom, in your current situation, if you keep doing what you're doing right now, how long will it take you to be able to get out of debt quickly and be able to earn a lot of money fast in a short period of time?
With what I'm doing now?
Yep.
Impossible.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? You see yourself starting off slow, you know, test the water, you know, kind of way, or you see yourself starting on our fast track with our larger package to where you can start making a lot of money really fast to be able to get out of debt right away?
So you can make, what you're saying is you're possibly make more money with the larger pack.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, well then obviously I've got to do the larger pack because that's what I need right now.
Awesome. Okay, great. Well, here's your application. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to 3-way in with your company. Welcome aboard. I'm just excited to have you part of the team. Let me go ahead and 3-way you in. I'll go ahead and get your contact information, and we'll begin your training right away.
Awesome. Great. I actually felt led. I actually felt led. I know we're role playing. I actually felt like I needed to sign up for that top pack. I'm not kidding.
Tom, I know, and this is what is such a crack up because so many people, and again, no, and I was talking to Hans about this the other night. I was like, man, Tom, I very rarely ever got objections. Very rarely ever. And let me tell you why. One, conviction.
Hmm.
Two, faith. Three, I totally believed in what I was in, and I knew that my opportunity could help you get out of debt, help you make money fast. And it was up to you to take that opportunity to the marketplace to make it happen. Not up to me, up to you. And so part of my 90% of my success in closing was because of the way I set it up. Because one, I established trust, I got to know you. Two, is that you sold yourself. You're the one that just sold yourself on this deal. I didn't sell you. I asked you pointed questions. You were the one that just said, no, I need to make, it looks like I can make a lot of money really fast, short period of time. Why? I need to get out of debt. I got new expenses coming up, so I got to get out of debt quick. Well, if you keep doing what you're doing right now, can you do that? No. Great, you can start slow or fast. Which one do you want to do? Fast. This is a natural occurrence of the questions. That's the way I have it set up that way. Okay, so Tom, I want you to try to be difficult with me.
Okay.
The way you just did it is how it normally goes for me. Now, let's try to be difficult. I want you to be like how some of the things that you get maybe.
Sure.
From time to time. Because I know you probably have you have strong conviction and faith in your thing, so that's why, you know, it's pretty simple for you
yeah.
to help though. Okay, so let's pretend like, so Tom, what did you like about what you just saw?
Well, it looks good. It looks like, you know, there's an opportunity to make money. You know, my wife and I are just kind of people. We just don't make quick decisions. I just need to, you know, spend some time and, you know, really look through it all in detail and really, you know, go through that I'll get back to you or you can call me.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, tell me more about what you liked about what you saw.
Well, what I liked is it looks like there's, you know, the ability to make money fairly quickly based on the testimonials that I've seen. It looks like there's, you know, it looks like a strong opportunity where people are really making money with this program, unlike so many other, you know, things out there.
Okay. So, Tom, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I'd like to make a lot of money, of course.
Okay. What for?
Well, just to get out of debt and to, you know, my kids are going to school, so I need to, you know, need a lot of money coming in quick, but I just don't know if this is the right vehicle. I'm looking at a lot of companies right now.
Okay. Now, Tom, in your current situation, if you keep doing what you're doing right now.
Yes.
How long will it take you to be able to make a lot of money real quick so that you can get out of debt quickly?
It's impossible. Not with what I have right now.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? Do you see yourself starting off with that slow pack, test the water out and see? Or do you see yourself starting off with that fast pack, which will help you get out of debt much quicker and make more money faster?
The fast pack. I mean, if I can make more money, is what you're saying, with the fast pack?
Mm-hmm.
And definitely the fast pack.
Awesome, man. Welcome aboard. Let me go ahead and get your application set up for you.
How much is the fast? Okay, so I just don't know if I can come up with the whole fast pack right now. I'm going to have to wait like 3 or 4 days to get, you know, get money in my account. But I definitely want to do the fast pack.
Okay. Now, what exactly do you mean by that you have to wait 3 or 4 days to get that money together?
Well, I'm like $50 short, or, you know, I just got to check with the wife and see, you know, what's in our account and all that kind of stuff, and then we can, you know, possibly get involved in a couple of days from now or maybe even tomorrow or something. I just need to just talk to her and see where we're at with that.
Okay. You know what, Tom, I just want to level with you here really quick. You know, Tom, is it that you really are serious about getting out of debt quickly and increasing your income right away to the tune of a couple $1,000s a month? That you're really serious about these things and that you really do need to find a way to come up with some extra cash? Or are you just telling me that you don't have the money and you need to wait a few days because you really don't want to do this and you just don't want to hurt my feelings?
Well, I guess I could borrow the money.
Sorry. You're trying so hard to be mean.
You know, I
because you naturally want to say yes, yes, yes.
Danny, I got to tell you straight up, you just saved me a $200 coaching call. This, I'm going to pay for coaching again, and I need to role play with you because I'm not anywhere like you are on the phone. You are 1,000 times better than I am, and I get great results. If I did what you're doing, it would be all nights out. So I feel naturally like, I feel like a dork because yes, I mean, yes, I'm broke, and yes, I need to get involved. What other opportunity is there?
Exactly.
So I don't know if I would give you that objection because I'd feel too stupid.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. I'm appealing to your higher nature. I just laid your life out for you. Tom, is it that you really are serious about getting out of debt quickly and increasing your income to the tune of a couple $1,000s a month right away? Or that you just don't, you need to figure out how to come up with the money, or are you just telling me that you don't have the money because you really are not serious?
Yeah.
What do you naturally want to say?
Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, I need to get out of debt. I don't want to be in this situation my whole life.
All right. Let's go ahead and get you started and begin your training right away so that we can start making you that money right away so that you can start paying for those expenses for your daughter starting school.
Okay.
this is the bottom line. Darn it, it's 8 o'clock. I could role play with you for about an hour. No, it would help a lot of people, but we're out of time, unfortunately. I don't know. Maybe we'll do this some more next week, and maybe, Tom, what I want you to do, in fact, log some of the objections that you're getting.
Yeah.
And I can help you with those. Absolutely. I can help you with some of those.
You bet.
So anyway, guys, I'm sorry. We just ran out of time. I gave it my best shot to get in as much as I possibly could, but let me tell you what I did with Tom in the very beginning. Something that he said in the very beginning, you know, when he was trying to be tough on me, this is what he said. He says, you know, yeah, you know, I saw there's an opportunity to make a lot of money, but, you know, my wife and I, we don't really make a lot of decisions here really quick. I asked the question again. Why? Because he didn't answer my question. So I asked the closing question again, which is really, Tom, can you just tell me what you did like about what you saw? And then, boom, that's right, Adam. At that point, Tom was really trying hard for the rest of the time to not be, you know, he's trying to be hard on me. And so, again, you get the focus right back again on what they liked. Then Tom began to sell himself on it. And see, look at this. He said, I need to make money quick. I see this as an opportunity to make money quick. I think I can get out of debt quick. He's the one that said that, not me. He owns it, not me. So then at the end he says, you know, I just need to, you know, get the money together. I might be $50 shy or something. I need 2 to 3 days or whatever. Okay, he's still hem-hawing around. Great. And this is where I'm going to ask the qualifying question again. Ready? Is it that you really are serious about getting out of debt quickly and increasing your income a couple $1,000s a month right away? Or are you just telling me you can't afford it and you don't have the money because you really don't, you're not serious about that? Gives him no other option to say, no, I am totally serious. And maybe he is trying to skate away. I want to see, is he serious or not? That's my deal. Are you serious or not? And that puts him in that place where he has to decide, am I serious or not? Great. Welcome aboard, man. Let's get you started. Let's get you profitable your first week. Boom. Why? Because I know the man's language. The man said this. He didn't say, I want to make money slow. He didn't say, I want to make a little bit of money slow. No, everything out of Tom's mouth, his language as a Ruby is this. Want to make money quick. I think you can make it quick. Make lots of money quick. I mean, how many times did Tom say that in the last 10 minutes that I've been working with him here? Quick, money, lots, quick. All I did was repeat what he said. Spoke his language. So what's he looking at? All right, I'll come up with the money somehow. Okay, let's go. That's what happens. You just repeat their goal back to them, and they will fold right before you and make the commitment to get themselves started. Again, this call is being recorded. It'll be up on the website probably by tomorrow morning. You can listen to it again. And I am thinking about that. If you'd like me to do that, maybe you guys can email us and say, yes, please, you know, do some more on closing on next Monday. In fact, I will. Why don't I just do that? Because I know this is always an area that people want to improve their businesses. I will do some more on closing. In fact, I'm going to invite a couple more people, even including Tom, to role play with us, to, you know, try to be tough, to give me every possible objection that you're going to get, so that you can really see how it goes and get good at it. Guys, thank you so much for being on the call. Tom, thanks so much for being my guinea pig tonight. I totally appreciate it. I love working with you. And everybody, I can't tell you how very grateful I am to have you a part of this team. I cannot tell you how grateful I really, truly am to have you a part of this team that we are equipping to become professionals in the marketplace, to go out there and become phenomenal business people as professionals in the marketplace throughout the world. I am eternally grateful for your loyalty to your and your commitment to what it is that we do and your commitment to your families, your commitment to your God, your commitment to your businesses, your commitment to the people that you work with. I'm so proud of who you have become and what you will become. I'm blown away at the hunger you have. I'm blown away at the stirring that you've allowed to happen in your spirit to take that very next step. Next Monday, same time, same place. If you want your people to get equipped in this area of closing, get them on the call next Monday night. God bless you guys. Thanks so much. If you need to get a hold of us via telephone, you can reach us at 209-463-5210. 209-463-5210. Sorry the call went a little long. God bless you. Good night to all of you on the East Coast. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.